News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump told West Point's graduating class their job will be to defend America's vital interests and not to fight endless wars in a faraway land. In his commencement address to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, the president told more than 1,000 graduating cadets the job of the American soldier is not to rebuild foreign nations, but to defend and defend strongly the United States. Mr. Trump came to West Point at a time of tension with U.S. military leaders over whether the military should be used to quell nationwide protest over the killing of George Floyd. He's an African-American man who died in police custody last month. Floyd's death has led to protests around the world calling for police reform and/or racial equality. Protesters in New Orleans tore down a bust of a slave owner who left his wealth to build schools. They then took what was left to the Mississippi River and rolled it into the water. Saturday's destruction is part of a nationwide movement to remove monuments to the Confederacy or with links to slavery. The police did not identify the bust, but local media said it was John McDonough. Upon his death, McDonough left a large portion of his money to New Orleans and Baltimore for schools, and many schools in New Orleans are named after him. Google said Sunday it would explore why the picture of Britain's World War II leader Winston Churchill disappeared from a top search results list of former UK prime ministers during controversy over his record on racism. The search giant said the photo's removal from its horizontal list atop search results for former British prime ministers was due to an automatic update and, quote, not purposeful. They apologized for any concern. Britain's World War II prime minister has become engulfed in controversy after a Black Lives Matter protest in central London last weekend led to his statue being defaced with the word racist. This is VOA News. The Atlanta Police Department announced early Sunday a police officer was fired and another was placed on administrative duty following the fatal shooting of a Black man. Moves follow Saturday's resignation of Atlanta's police chief, who voluntarily stepped down. Authorities say Rayshard Brooks failed a field sobriety test and then resisted officers' attempts to arrest him. They add he grabbed an officer's taser, ran off, and that's when the officer fired an estimated 3 shots. Brooks's death sparked a new wave of protests following turbulent demonstrations after the death of George Floyd had simmered down. Worldwide, more than 430,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 115,000 of them in the United States. The number of confirmed infections globally is more than 7.8 million, and in the U.S., more than 2 million confirmed cases. Brazil now has the second highest number of deaths, followed by Russia, India, and the U.K. Brazil continues to have the second highest number of infections. China reported 57 new cases of the coronavirus Sunday, the highest daily figure since April, as concerns grew about a resurgence of the disease. A new cluster has been linked to a wholesale food market in South Beijing. Chinese authorities have locked down a lab and residential communities near the market, trying to stem a new outbreak of COVID-19. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said Sunday the country will open its borders to countries in the European Union's Schengen area June 21st. That's 10 days before previously announced. One exception, Portugal, where the border will open July 1st. Sunday, Pope Francis urged international bodies as well as political and military leaders to stop the violence in Libya. The Pope also asked leaders to end the plight of migrants, refugees, and others trapped there. He urged the international community, quote, to provide them with the protection they need, a dignified condition, and a future of hope, end quote. He spoke from a window at his Vatican residence on St. Peter's Square. The leaders of Somalia and breakaway state Somaliland are meeting for talks Sunday in a renewed effort to mediate strained ties between the two, Mogadishu said in a statement. The talks are taking place in Djibouti, chaired by the country's president, while Ethiopia's prime minister is also attending, according to his Twitter account. The agenda has not been made public. And police say Bollywood actor Sushant Singh Rajput was found dead at his home in Mumbai Sunday morning. Mumbai police believe the actor killed himself. He was 34 years old. If you'd like more on any of these stories and, of course, the big news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app via remote. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop.